们要继续上午的讲题。
And we're going to continue from the topic from this morning.
末世的属灵征战。
And that is the spiritual battle of the end time.
下午我们开始讲武器，就是各样的装备。
And we're going to talk about all the spiritual weapons that we should equip ourselves with.
当我们读以弗所书的时候，
And when we read the book of Ephesians,
我们发现在六章的整个篇幅里面，
And we found that in chapter 6 of the book of Ephesians,
有两个很明显的段落，
And there are two very distinct passages,
第一章到第三章。
And that is from verse 1 to verse, from chapter 1 to chapter 3,
讲到基督救赎的爱。
It talks about the love of Christ's salvation.
如何为我们牺牲？
And how he sacrificed for us.
如何为我们成全的救恩？
And how he fulfilled the salvation plan for us.
到了第四章的第一节。
And from chapter 4, verse 1.
有一个很大的转折。
There is a great turning point.
我们看以弗所书第四章第一节。
Let's all turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
我被主为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。这里保罗他话锋一转。
So over here, Paul, he made the turning point in terms of his exhortation.
知道基督救赎的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Because he understood how great and wide and long is the depth of the love of God.
我们就要在生命当中来为主而活。
That is why in our Christian living, we need to live for Christ.
行事为人要与蒙召的恩相称。
And also, we need to match our Christian conduct with the Word of God.
接着他就教导。
And then later on, he continued to expound the truth.
行事为人。
How, in terms of our daily conduct.
就是第四章开始的这些教导。
And the teachings beginning from chapter 4 on.
到了第五章。
And up to chapter 5.
讲到这个夫妻的生活。
It talks about marital life.
第六章讲到亲子之间的对待。
And then chapter 6, it talks about relationship between parents and children.
六章五节讲到社会工作主仆之间相处之道。
And then chapter 6, verse 5, it talks about our service in terms of our workforce.
看起来就是很平常的，我们生活当中要遇到的，要做的。
And it seems like these are all very ordinary events in our daily lives.
但是最后他提到了要进行属灵的征战。
But however, in the latter part of the passage, he mentioned that we are going to engage with spiritual warfare.
所以在信仰的过程当中。
So therefore, in the entire process of our faith,
我们除了一般的生活。
And in terms of our daily life,
我们要面对我们的家人。
We need to face our family.
夫妻如何对待。
And also our spousal relationship.
再来社会工作如何尽基督徒的本分。
And also our Christian duty in our daily job at the workforce.
再来就是属灵的征战。
And then next is our spiritual warfare.
那属灵的征战常常就是在我们的生活当中存在着。
So very often we fight the spiritual battle in every single moment of our lives.
所以我们要有这样的感觉的。
So we must have this kind of alertness.
我们一般叫做觉醒。
And that is to say we must be vigilant.
觉就是感觉得到。
That is you can feel it.
而且要醒悟来应对。
And you must stay awake in order to face the battle.
谈到了这些属灵的装备。
So he talked about all the equipment in terms of our spiritual armor.
看六章十四节。
Let's turn to chapter 6, verse 14.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。这里提到第一个装备就是真理当作带子束腰。
So over here it talks about the first weapon to put on, and that is to gird our waist with truth.
我们看这个图，这个兵丁他的腰有扎得很紧的腰带。
And when you look at the soldiers, they all tighten up their waist with belt.
我们穿裤子、裙子大概用到腰带。
And of course, today, likewise, when you put on your pants or your skirt, you also gird your waist with a belt.
仆人或者是工作的人他也要束紧腰带。
Also, we see how the workers and also servants, they also put on their belt.
成为基督的军兵更要扎紧腰带。
So in the same way, as a Christian soldier, we need to tighten up with our belt.
我们属灵的腰带是什么？
So what is our spiritual belt?
啊，这里说是真理的。
Over here it says it's the truth.
真理如何成为我们的腰带呢？
So then the question is, how can the truth be our belt?
啊，我们来看彼得前书的第一章。
Let's all turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第十四节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 14.
啊，十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节，所以要约束你们的心，原文作束上你们心中的腰，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。这里提到要约束我们的心。
So over here it says that we must gird up the loins of our mind.
我们的心啊，常常啊飘摇不定。
That is to say, our mind is always wandering back and forth.
啊，也常常啊，随环境啊而改变。
And our mind is always influenced by our external environment.
所以我们一个很重要的武器就是要约束我们的心。
So that is why a very important spiritual weapon it is to set a boundary in our mind.
啊，用什么约束呢？
So how do we restrict our mind?
啊，要有真理的带子。
And that is to put on the belt of truth.
就是真理要真理成为我们的腰带。
That is to say, the truth becomes the belt that girdles ourselves up.
所以真理要约束我们的心，然后才能产生力量。
So we, in order for us to be strengthened with power, we need to first tighten ourselves up with the belt of truth.
正如同我们的腰有腰带束紧了，我们才能够产生力量。
And just like how we will tighten ourselves up, our waist with the belt, then we can be upright in posture.
那真理啊，首先我们要追求。
So first, we must pursue after the truth.
第二要受他的引导。
And second, we must be guided by the truth.
我们看诗篇的二十五篇。
Let's all turn to Psalm 25.
第五节。
Verse 5.
诗篇二十五篇第五节。
Psalm 25, verse 5.
求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。这里说求神以真理引导我。
So here verse 5 says that lead me in your truth and teach me.
来教训我。
And to teach me.
所以我们要明白真理。
So we must first understand the truth.
这真理是界限分明的。
And because the truth was set a boundary for us.
不能够似而又非的。
And it is not ambiguous.
现在魔鬼在末世的一个手段。
And one of the schemes of the devil in the last days.
就是模糊真理的尺度。
And that is he will make the truth become ambiguous.
好像过去有人这样说。
Some people say that in the past.
圣经的道理啊，其实是多面向的。
Some people say that actually the truth of the Bible is multifaceted.
好像一颗钻石一样。
It's just like a brilliant diamond.
钻石有很多面啊。
Because the diamond is also multifaceted.
每一个面都能够发出这个亮光啊。
And every facet of the diamond will show off its brilliance.
好像说只要有拿到钻石。
And that is to say, as long as you hold this diamond,
就有很多亮光。
Then you will have many areas of light.
用这样来比喻啊，是很不恰当。
So if you were to use this analogy of the diamond, it is not appropriate.
因为真理不能够用钻石这样多元来解释。
Because we cannot use the truth as a diamond that is multifaceted.
真理是黑白分明。
Because the truth actually is black and white.
是就是是，不是就不是。
Yes is yes, and no is no.
不能多说。
And you cannot add to it.
不然就是出于恶者。
Then it is from the evil one.
那魔鬼的一个手段就是常常模糊真理的尺度。
So therefore, one of the schemes of the devil is to make the truth become ambiguous.
比如说洗礼。
For example, water baptism.
按照圣经来讲是有规定的。
According to the Bible, there is a rule that is set out.
但是他们就把它模糊掉了。
But yet they blur the teachings.
什么方式都可以的，什么地点都可以。
And it is all right, whatever mode, wherever location, they all work well.
因为它只是一个入教仪式而已啊。
Because basically it is just a ceremony for you to enter into Christianity.
如果是这样的话，
if that is the case,
圣经为什么要写那么多？
Then why did the Bible lay down so many instructions for us?
这个就是要把真理的尺度模糊了。
And so that is why it is to gray out the truth.
啊，所以我们要立志啊，来明白真理。
So that is why we must be determined to understand the truth.
啊，然后受他的引导，受他教训。
So that the truth will have an impact in our life, and we follow the teachings of the truth.
那真理啊，也要用心追求。
And also, we must be focused in our pursuit of the truth.
啊，追求真理要付出代价。
And of course, you need to pay a price in terms of pursuing after the truth.
看箴言的二十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs 23.
二十三节。
Verse
23. 二十三章二十三节。
23:23.
你当买真理，就是智慧、训诲和聪明，也都不可卖。啊，这里提到说要买真理啊。
So over here, it says you must buy the truth.
但是不可卖。
But you do not sell the truth.
什么叫买真理？
What does it mean to buy the truth?
不是说啊，我来花钱来买，不是这个意思。
It does not mean that you pay the money for the truth.
你要买真理啊。
You must buy the truth.
那不一定买得到。
But it doesn't mean that you can actually buy it.
你可以买到圣经啊，但是不一定买到真理。
True enough, you can buy the Bible, but you may not be able to buy the truth.
这个买就是要付出代价。
The word buy over here means that you must pay a price.
你要尽你的一切来查考来追求。
That is to say, you must exert your utmost effort in order to study the truth.
保罗在使徒行传讲到比利亚人哈。
And so Paul he mentioned that in the book of Acts, the Bereans.
他们咸于帖撒罗尼迦人。
And so they were talking about the Thessalonians.
在使徒行传的十七章。
In Acts chapter 17.
我们看使徒行传十七章十一节。
Acts 17 verse 11.
十七章十一节，这地方的人，咸于帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。这里提到比利亚人。
So over here it talks about the people in Berea.
他们求道的精神。
And their readiness to study the word.
为什么他们能够甘心领受真道呢？
And why is it that they receive the word with all readiness?
因为他们天天考察圣经。
Because daily they searched the scriptures.
要晓得这道是与不是。
To find out whether these things are so.
所以他们考察圣经。
That is why they are diligent in their study.
而且要做分辨。
And also they want to make a discernment.
这道是与不是要分辨啊。
They want to find out whether the truth is yes or no. You need to discern.
这就好像在买真理一样。
So it's almost like you're buying the truth.
所以教会有讲道聚会。
So in the church, we have sermons and services.
有查经聚会。
And we also have Bible studies.
我们也有读经的进度。
And we also have a Bible reading plan.
就是在我们日常生活当中。
And it is to help us in our daily living.
要去领受这灵粮啊。
So that we can be nourished with the spiritual food.
来让我们属灵的知识智慧增长。
So that we can be mature in our spiritual knowledge.
我们就能明白这道是与不是啊。
Then we can understand the truth, whether they are following the truth.
我们有一个真理的一个过滤的机制。
And that is to say, we are actually filtering the truth.
当人所讲的一切话。
So all the words that people are telling us.
对与不对。
Is it right or is it wrong?
你能够透过真理来过滤。
That you can filter these words with the truth.
这样你的真理呢，就能够越辩越明。
Then the more you study the truth, the more it will become clear for you.
而且我们不可以卖真理。
And also, however, we do not sell the truth.
不能把轻易把它牺牲掉。
We cannot give it up or sacrifice it easily.
现在教会面临这个末世。
And now the church is facing the challenge of the end times.
最怕就是真理的尺度被这个放开了，放松了。
And the challenge is that we will expand the rules of the truth.
我们是不是在放松真理的尺度呢？
So are we loosening up the measurements and the rules of the truth?
就每个人来讲，我们是不是愿意被真理约束呢？
To put it simply, each and every one of us, are we ready to be bounded by the truth?
有些慕道朋友说你们教会是不错了。
Some truth seekers say that yes, your church is pretty good.
但是你们教会太严格了啦。
But you know, your church way too strict for us.
人家有一些教会啊，非常的轻松啊。
Because you look at some other church, they are so relaxed.
哇，去啊，大家都很高兴啊。
When you go over there, everyone is so happy.
哇，他们的活动啊，多彩多姿。
And they have so many different activities. They are so fun.
一点压力都没有。
There is zero stress.
我去那里很快乐，又可以交到很多朋友。
When I go over there, I'm so happy because I have can make many friends.
啊，那个就是在 social 还是在信耶稣啊？
So then, are you actually going there to social or are you trying to worship Jesus?
我们来教会也不能只是说啊，我来交朋友，来 social 而已啊。
So therefore, that's not the only purpose coming to church to socialize and to make friends.
啊，我要来查考真理。
Because the main purpose.For coming to church is to study the truth.
啊，来累积我对道理的了解。
And to accumulate our understanding of the knowledge of the truth.
而且靠圣灵啊，来立志啊，遵守真理。
And to depend on the Holy Spirit and be determined to observe the truth.
在基督里才有真自由。
So that within Christ we can enjoy true liberty.
因为你愿意被真理约束。
Because you are willing to be girded by the truth.
啊，你就有不犯罪的自由。
Then you will have the freedom of not sinning.
那些活在罪里面当中的人。
But however, for those sinners who are living in sin,
以为他只要他喜欢有什么不可以？他可以不受约束。
And they thought that well, they can just do whatever they please. They have all kinds of freedom.
但是他就活在罪恶当中。
But however, they are actually living in the bondage of sin.
到头来，他没有不犯罪的自由了。
Then at the end of the day, they do not have the freedom of not to sin.
我不想犯罪，哇，没办法了，我已经被约束住了。
And I don't want to sin, but I'm so sorry, I'm being bounded.
但是我们为了要不被不犯罪。
But however, today we don't want to sin.
我们甘愿被真理约束。
That is why we are willing to be bounded by the truth.
我们才有在真理里面的真自由啦。
And then we will have the true liberty in the truth.
立志遵守主的道，才有平安可言呢。
Because if you're determined to obey the truth of God, then you will have true peace and joy.
当我们读创世纪的时候。
So when we study the book of Genesis.
有一句话很有趣。
There's one very interesting statement.
创世纪的第七章十六节。
Genesis chapter 7 verse 16.
这里描述挪亚跟一些活物进方舟。
So here it describes Noah entering the ark with several of the creatures.
七章的十六节最后一段说，耶和华就把他关在方舟里头。
And so over here it says that God commanded him and shut him in.
把他关在方舟里。
So the Lord shut him in.
用关啊。
The word shut.
看起来他好像被关在监牢了。
It seems like he's being shut up in the prison.
神是把他关在方舟里，让他保存生命。
Over here, God shut Noah into the ark in order to preserve his life.
因为关在方舟里，才能够躲避外面的这些这个洪水啊。
And only can Noah be encased in the ark? Will he be able to escape the great flood outside?
没有进方舟的，凡有血气的都死了。
And for those that cannot enter into the ark, all the flesh of the earth perish.
只留下人来讲只留下方舟这是挪亚一家八口。
So in terms of human beings, only the 8 members of Noah's family.Survive.
还有进入里面的这些活物。
And all the creatures that enter into the ark along with them.
因为他们愿意被关在方舟里。
Because they are willing to be imprisoned in the ark.
所以他们生命得到保全。
That is why their lives were preserved.
开启了人类的第二世代。
So that is why they open up the second chapter of humanity.
我们常常用方舟比喻是得救的真教会。
We always refer to the ark as the true church that saves.
所以我们进入得救的真教会。
And that today we have entered into the church that saves.
神把我们关在得救的真教会。
And God has closed us up within the church that saves.
我们被关，但是我们很高兴。
Yes, we are being shut inside this church, but we are very joyous.
因为我们愿意被真理来约束。
Because we are willing to be girded by the truth.
我们才有力量。
then we can have the spiritual strength.
我们才能有力量来进行属灵的征战。
Then we are empowered with the spiritual strength to engage with our spiritual battle.
圣经的先知书也用腰带来比喻我们跟神的关系。
And the prophets of old also refers to the belt as a relationship between us and God.
请看耶利米书的十三章。
Let's all turn to the book of Jeremiah 13.
耶利米书十三章第一节。
Jeremiah 13 verse 1。
十三章第一节。
13 verse 1。
耶和华对我如此说：你去买一条麻布袋子束腰，不可放在水中。我就照着耶和华的话买了一根袋子束腰。耶和华的话第二次临到我说：要拿着你所买的腰带，就是你腰上的袋子，起来往伯拉河去。将腰带藏在那里的磐石穴中，我就去照着耶和华所吩咐我的，将腰带藏在伯拉河边。过了多日，耶和华对我说：你起来往伯拉河去，将我吩咐你藏在那里的腰带取出来。我就往伯拉河去，将腰带从我所藏的地方刨出来，见腰带已经变坏，毫无作用了。这里是神叫先知做一个动作。
So over here, this is an action that God required from Prophet Jeremiah.
叫他去买一条日常会用到的腰带。
God asked Jeremiah to go and buy himself a linen sash.
那过了一段时间，就是把腰带拿到伯拉河边的磐石穴藏起来。
And then God asked him to hide this sash in the hole in the rock by the Euphrates.
又过了一段时间，叫他去把它拿出来。
And after a period of time, God asked him to take the linen sash out.
结果腰带变坏，毫无作用。
And then he realized that the sash has been ruined and it is good for nothing.
神为什么要叫先知做这个动作？
So then the question is, why did God request the prophet to do this action?
因为当时的选民败坏了。
Because in those days, the chosen people, they have become disobedient.
我们来看这个，同样第十，第九节哈。
And let's look at verse 9, same chapter.
第九节，耶和华如此说：我必照样败坏犹大的骄傲和耶路撒冷的大骄傲。这恶民不肯听我的话，按自己顽梗的心而行，随从别神。侍奉敬拜，他们也必像这腰带变为无用。耶和华说：腰带怎样紧贴人腰，照样我也使以色列全家和犹大全家紧贴我，好叫他们属我为子民，使我得名声、得颂赞、得荣耀。他们却不肯听。神在这里解释很清楚了。
Over here, God explained it very clearly.
腰带紧贴人的身体。
That the waist.That the sash clings to the waist of a man,
就像选民跟神那样贴紧一样。
And just like the whole house of Israel and the chosen people, how they cling to God.
选民愿意贴紧神。
That the chosen people are willing to cling unto God.
这样就表达神选民是属神的。
Then that reveals that the chosen people belongs to God.
但是呢，选民却不肯。
But however, the chosen people, they refuse to hear.
神差遣先知去警告他们。
That is why God sent the prophet to give out warning.
将有灾难从北方而来。
That disaster shall fall upon them from the north.
他们还是不听。
Still, they refuse to listen.
所以神就叫他做动作去表达这一层这个意涵。
That is why God asked the prophet to carry out all these actions to reveal the meaning.
所以神把我们看成腰带。
So that is why today God, he looked at us as his sash.
腰带如果继续作用，那神就爱护它，继续使用。
And if this sash continues to cling onto the waist, then it is of a good purpose.
因为我们有作用啊。
Because we carry out the good function.
但是如果腰带坏了就被抛弃了。
But however, if this sash is ruined, it is no longer good for anything.
我们如果破坏跟神的关系。
In the same way, if our relationship with God is ruined,
神就弃绝我们。
then God will discard us.
所以从腰带我们想到这么多层面的道理。
So therefore, just from a simple sash or belt, there are so many layers of meaning.
啊，真理是多么的重要。
That the truth is so important. 啊，
经营神的关系是如何的重要。
And that to maintain and manage a relationship with God is also very important.
啊，难免有少数的弟兄姐妹。
And of course, there are some brothers and sisters.
啊，信主以后，他们认为说，我心中有神就好。
After they believed in God, they thought to themselves that as long as I have room for Christ in my heart, that is all fine.
他会有许多的理由说他不用来聚会。
They will come up with all kinds of excuses to not come to church for services.
啊，或是自己懒惰不来聚会。
Or perhaps they're just lazy, refusing to come to church.
那日子久了，这个关系就疏远了。
And as time goes on, then of course the relationship will become more distant.
虽然他也许还没有犯什么大罪。
And maybe they have not yet committed any great sin.
但是他们面对属灵征战考验的时候是没有力量。
But then, however, they will have zero strength when they face with their own spiritual battle.
因为他们平常就不懂得经营跟神的关系啊。
Because in their normal day-to-day living, they did not maintain their relationship with God.
啊，即便他们遇到困难了，他们也不敢来找教会啊。
And so, even though they may meet with difficulty, they dare not come to church.
或者是不好意思来找教会啊。
Or they are too shy to come to church.
哎。那事情就越来越糟糕了。
Then of course, the obstacle will become worse.
因为跟这个属灵的团体断离得也很远了。
And because they have strayed so far away from the spiritual fellowship within the church.
我们是不是有时候也会这样想法
？So sometimes we may likewise have this kind of mentality.
反正我现在我心中有神啊，我到哪里都有神。
Well, I go everywhere, and God is in my heart, anyways.
啊但是呢，我现在需要用更多时间来追求人生。
But because now I need to put in more time to pursue after the world.
啊，好像这个理由非常合理。
And it seems like this is a very reasonable reason.
也许他也觉得很为难。
And maybe they are kind of caught in between.
但是你为难，你还是要去调整啊。
But even though you may be caught, you still need to adjust your situation.
只要你愿意，神一定会为你开路的。
Because as long as you are willing, God will open up a path for you.
啊，就怕你自己不愿意啊。
And the unfortunate thing is that you are the one who is not willing.
啊，我们敬拜神，我们要来到神的面前来敬拜他，来朝见神啊。
And today, when we worship God, we need to come before His face in order to worship Him.
啊，教会是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
每一个人都是肢体。
And all of us, we are all members of this body.
肢体要跟这个身体啊连接在一起啊。
And of course, the bodies, all the members of the body must be connected to the body.
所以我们要过着属灵团契的生活了。
That is why today we need to have a spiritual fellowship.
啊，平常弟兄姐妹啊，彼此联络哈。
And then also we will be in close connection with one another.
啊，到时候我们有时候会彼此代祷啊，彼此用道理勉励啊。
And also we will encourage one another with the truth. We will intercede with one another.
啊，这也是团契的重要。
That's also part of the importance of spiritual fellowship.
教会为了要让不同年龄层的弟兄姐妹能够方便啊，来牧养他们。
And the church, in order to be able to pastor many different age group within the church.
啊，所以在学的学生有宗教教育。
And so that is why for the students they have religious education classes.
啊，那同样差不多年龄的就合成一班。
And so students of the around the same age they will be in one class.
因为有同样的理解力，同样的背景，这样来教学啊，会比较啊让他们啊接受。
And because they are at the same level of maturity and also background, so it's easier to teach them.
啊，那离开学校了，我们就有各个年龄层的团契。
And after the student graduated from school, then there are many different levels of age group for their fellowship.
有社青团契啦，中间团契啦。
And then so we have different fellowship for the college students or for the working youth.
一直到这个老人团契哈。
And then to the elderly members.
因为你看哦，那个同年龄的大概都比较容易聚在一起。
Because it's easier to gather members around the same age group together.
因为这个是方便牧养。
Because then it is more convenient to pastor their spirituality.
除了一般的聚会以外，我们还是要参加团契。
So other than the regular services, we also need to attend fellowships.
那前几年呢，也推动了家庭小组团契。
And a few years ago, we also started family fellowship.
就是把教会的访问区啊，每一区啊，又把它当用团契的方式来牧养。
And that is to say, the families are divided into different regions and using a style of fellowship in order to pastor them.
你这个区域的几户人家啊，就变成一个团契了。
And that is to say, in the families living in the same region, that will become a regional fellowship for them.
所以这种关怀网、带导网啊，就好几层啊叠在一起。
So then we will be able to layer up these different layers of the web of love and to connect them all together.
如果你是社青,
so if you are a working youth,
你来教会参加聚会,
you come to church for services,
那社青团契关心你,
then of course you also have extra care and concern from the working youth fellowship.
除了这一个关怀以外,
and other than this pastoral care,
你的区域，你住家的区域呢，又成立一个团契。
And then the area where you live in the family, there will be a regional family fellowship.
所以一个人有多个层面的来关怀你。
That is to say, for each and every single member, they will receive different layers of pastoral care coming from the different fellowships.
所以现在联络网呢，就很方便啊。
Then also it is very convenient for us to be interconnected.
利用这个群组，我现在遇到什么事情啊，请大家帮助祷告。
And then also through all these different groups, if I have any problem, I can request for prayer.
平常大家侍奉在一起，聚会在一起。
And then we will serve God together. We will also attend church services and have fellowship together.
甚至我们吃饭在一起。
And then we will also have meals together.
我们去旅游也在一起。
And then when we go for a vacation, we also go together.
我们一起做圣工。
And we serve God together.
这属灵的情谊啊，是非常的紧密的。
Then our spiritual connection and relationship will be very closely knitted.
这样也才不会造成一些漏网之鱼。
Then it will be easier for us not to lose any single member.
所以不要觉得这个是一个担子。
So don't look at it as a kind of burden.
你要让大家认识你，知道你的状况。
You need to allow other people to come to know you and to understand your circumstance.
大家才能够帮你祷告。
Then everyone can pray for you.
你才能够体会到神的爱。
Then that is how you can truly experience the love of God.
不至于成为一个信仰的孤儿。
Then you will not become a spiritual orphan.
所以真理要当作腰带。
That is why we need to gird ourselves with the belt of truth.
立志遵守真理。
And to be determined to observe the truth.
再来看回到以弗所书第六章，这里我们读的是以公义为护心镜遮胸。
And so over here is in back to Ephesians chapter 6 to put on the breastplate of righteousness.
这个古代有护心镜。
In the past, they have a breastplate.
现在叫做防弹衣。
Today we call it a bulletproof vest.
为什么？因为要保护心脏。
Why is that so? Because you need to protect your vital organ, that is the heart.
因为心脏是致命的部位啊。
Because the heart is a vital organ.
所以我们心要得到保守。
That is why we need to protect our heart.
因为心在犹太人他们的一种认知啊。
Because according to the Jewish understanding,
心代表人的思想跟情怀,
the heart refers to a person's emotions,
也是人的意志表达,
and also how they will express themselves.
所以我们的情绪，我们的这个 思想意志。
So in the same way, our mood and our mood swings and also our expression of emotion,
啊，要保守住。
We need to preserve them.
啊，那我们的这个护心镜是什么？就是公义。
So what is the breastplate? It is righteousness.
啊，公平正义。
That is to have justice and to have righteousness.
啊，是从神而来的。
And they come from God.
啊，当我们有神的公平正义。
So when we have the justice and the righteousness from God,
啊，我们就不至于感情用事。
Then we will no longer be impulsive in our relationships.
啊，我们人呢，是理性的动物。
And we human beings, we are rational creatures.
啊，但是我们也常常充满着情绪。
But yet we are often also very easily becoming impulsive.
啊，我们情绪有分成正面的跟负面的。
And of course, in terms of emotions, there are those that are passive and there are those that are active.
啊，那正面的就是你的积极乐观啊。
And that is to say, if you are optimistic,
喜乐平安。
If you are joyful, if you are peaceful.
啊，那负面呢，就是人的愤怒啦。
And then, on the passive side, it is your rage, your fury,
啊，嫉妒啦，
your jealousy,
啊，或者是啊，急躁啦，
or also your short temperedness.
啊，所以我们常常会说，你这个人啊，太急躁，你太感情用事了。
And that is why very often we'll point out to some people, you are so short tempered, you're so impulsive.
啊，人在沟通也一样啊，要理性，不是用情绪来沟通，情绪是无法沟通的，做好的沟通。
And in the same way, when we communicate with one another, we need to be rational in terms of our dealings with people and not be impulsive.
啊，所以属灵的征战，我们的心要保守住，不然魔鬼常常啊来打击我们的心了。
And so in terms of spiritual warfare, we must protect our heart. If not, it is very easily attacked by the devil.
啊，古代的这个战，啊，这个兵法也这样说哈。
And so in the ancient time, in terms of their in terms of their strategy for warfare,
啊，就是要攻心是最上策的。
And that is to say, the greatest strategy of warfare is to attack the heart of the enemy.
啊，所以两军在交战之前呢，先心战喊话。
And so that is why when the two enemies, when they are attacking each other, they will try to find out their weaknesses.
哎，那让他们的意志啊能够软化。
And they will want to try to attack the weaknesses of the other party.
啊，自动放下武器。
So that they are willing to put down their weapons.
啊，这是最高明的一个战术了。
And that is the most brilliant strategy for warfare.
啊，所谓的不战而屈人之兵啊。
And so without even attacking, you have already caused the enemy to be defeated.
啊，所以我们的心要保守住啊。
That is why today we must preserve our heart.
啊，这个心房很重要。
And to protect our heart with all vigilance.
啊，一生的果效是由心发出啊。
Because all the wellsprings of life and the issues of life comes forth from the heart.
啊，我们的心不可以偏向左右啊。
And we cannot allow our heart to be astray to the left or to the right.
要以神的公义啊来判断事情。
And we need to exercise the righteousness of God in terms of discernment.
啊，这个才能够保护我们的啊心哈。
Then we can truly protect our heart.
啊，第三就是平安的福音为鞋。
And the third weapon is to shod your feet with the gospel of peace.
啊啊，穿在脚上。
And to wear it upon your feet.
啊，所以传福音是一个属灵的兵器。
So that is why to preach the gospel, we also need to have spiritual weapon.
啊，我们是不是有在传福音呢？
So are we truly preaching the gospel?
啊，传福音的人啊，像刚刚陈弟兄的见证。
And so the evangelist, just like what Brother Chen has just shared his testimony with us.
要有一颗爱人灵魂的心。
They must have a heart for the love of the soul of people.
啊，爱灵魂的心。
To love the soul of others.
啊，那我们传福音也是一个属灵的征战。
So when we preach the gospel, we are also engaging in spiritual warfare.
啊，福音是神的大能。
Because the gospel is the almighty power of God.
啊，是啊，这个要救一切相信的人。
Because he wants to save all those who believe in him.
那 罗马书第十章十九十五节有说。
And in the book of Romans, 10 verse 15 says.
说报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中是何等佳美。
And so over here it says that how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace.
啊，那么哥林多后书的第十章。
And also likewise, 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
啊，请看哥林多后书第十章。
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
十章三节。
Verse 3.
因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不行凭着血气征战。我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺毁，使他都顺服基督。这里提到。
So over here it mentions.
啊，说我们不能够凭血气征战。
That the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
啊，我们要凭属灵的武器来征战。
But rather we must depend upon spiritual weapons for our warfare.
啊，属灵的武器是什么
？What is a spiritual weapon for the warfare？
追求在神面前有能力。
And that is to pursue for the spiritual power before God.
要有能力，要有神的能力，我们传福音才有功效。
So we need to be equipped with the power of God, then our preaching will carry effect.
那魔鬼常常会阻挡破坏。
Devil will always be there ready to hinder us.
啊，像早上所谈的那个见证。
Just like the testimony we mentioned this morning.
哇，那个要来信耶稣啊，就让你体验到那个灵的破坏啊。
And because a person wants to come to believe in Christ, then the spirit is out there to attack him.
啊，所以我们传福音要有 EQ 跟 IQ.
So that is why, in terms of preaching the gospel, we must have both EQ and IQ.
啊，因为传福音常常都是在跟魔鬼征战。
Because very often when we preach the gospel, we are engaging in battle with the devil.
那传福音的人也要立定心志。
And people who evangelize, they must also be determined.
啊，要做装备。
That they must be fully equipped.
也要来磨练。
And they must also go through different training.
啊，很多教会都先办宣道月、宣道周。
And so many churches they will prepare the gospel week.
啊，先有一些课程的训练。
They will have some kind of classes for training purposes.
啊，也有一些心智的激励。
And also to encourage them to boost up their determination.
啊，如何带领慕道者
？How do you guide the true seekers？
啊，还有如何陪谈
？And how do you engage in conversation with them？
啊，这个都要有训练。
All these needs to go through training.
然后才派出去来传福音。
And before you send them out to preach the gospel.
啊，所以我们要立志为主传福音。
So that is why today we must be determined to preach the gospel for Christ.
啊，这个平安的福音。作为鞋穿在脚上
，and that is to put on the gospel of peace upon our feet.
啊，有一位老姐妹
，there's an elderly sister.
她年纪很大
，she's very elderly in age.
啊，生活是无忧无虑的
，and she's also having a very carefree life.
那身体是还可以
，and she still enjoy good health.
啊，但是她觉得她没事做。
However, she felt that she has nothing to do.
那传道去访问她。
So when the preacher went to visit her,
她就说了一些泄气的话。
And then so she kept on lamenting and sighing away.
她说传道我这么老了哦，不重用了啦，为什么主耶稣不赶快把我接回去？
And then so she told the preacher, "Oh preacher, I am so old. I'm no good use. Why don't the Lord take me back home?"
那传道说主耶稣的那个征召令还没来啊。
And then so the preacher told her that well the
还没有呼召你回天国啊。
That's right. Well, the issue of the calling of God has not come upon you yet.
哎，表示你还有作用啊。
It means that you still have some good purpose.
啊，他说我有没有什么作用啊？我又不能像你们年轻人去传福音。
And she says, "What good am I? I'm not like the youth. I can go around and preach."
那传道说，你有在参加聚会吗？
So the preacher asked her, "Are you attending church services?"
有啊，我都有参加聚会啊。
And she said, "Yes, yes, I do."
啊，聚会就是一个圣工啊。
And then the preacher told her, "Attending the church service itself is a holy work."
你有参加老人团契吗？
And then another question, are you attending the elderly fellowship?
有啊，我还参加老人诗班呢。
And then she said, "Of course, I'm also in the elderly choir too."
那就对了，老人诗班 有没有在布道会献诗啊？
And so that is great. And so for the elderly choir, do you give choir presentation during convocation?
很重要耶。
And so it is very important.
哦，她很高兴。
So she is so joyous.
哦，感谢主，原来我有在做圣工，我都不知道。
And so she prays and thank God. I didn't even know I'm serving God with all this sacred work.
还有你现在时间比较多，你可以为教会祷告啊。
And then so the preacher told her, now that you have more time, you can pray for the church.
你可以加入雅户团契啊。
And then you can also attend a fellowship.
雅伦户尔。
雅伦户尔。Or you can also attend the Aaron and Hur fellowship.
在山上为那个约书亚祷告啊。
And because Aaron and Hur, they were praying for Moses on the mountain.
啊，他们扶住摩西的手，协助他祷告啊。
Because they are the assistant of Moses, holding up his hands for prayer.
祷告很重要啊，决定胜败的关键是在有没有祷告呢。
And prayer is a very important weapon because it determines whether they will gain victory or defeat.
啊，摩西举手祷告，约书亚就得胜了。
And because when Moses raised up his hand to pray, Joshua will gain victory.
啊，他的手发酸垂下来，约书亚他们就打败仗。
And then when he's tired and his hands of prayer come down, then Joshua and the army get defeated.
后来亚伦户尔就搬石头来，把撑住这个摩西的手。
So therefore, Aaron and Hur they came and bring rocks in order to hold up the hands of Moses to help him sustain his prayer.
一直到最后得胜了。
And then they persist until the final victory of the battle.
你可以为教会祷告。
So today you can pray for the church.
哇，她越来越高兴。
Oh, so the elderly sister become more and more joyous.
原来我还有很多圣工要做。
She says, "Wow, really? I have all this sacred work that I can do."
感谢主。
So praise and thank God.
那过了不久，她就生病了。
And then, after a period of time, however, she became ill.
啊，就住院了。
And then she was hospitalized.
啊，传道带着负责人去医院来探访她。
So the preacher brought along with the council members to go and visit her in the hospital.
到了她的病房病床，名牌还在，但人床是空着。
And then when we went to the hospital, her name card is on the bed, but the bed is empty.
又问隔壁的病友说啊，我们这个老姐妹去哪里？
So when we asked the patient beside her, where is our elderly sister?
哦，你们那个耶稣的啊。
And then the patient says, oh, the one that belongs to Jesus?
没有，她不是耶稣，她是信耶稣了，但是她不是耶稣了。
And then so we explained to her, she's not Jesus, but she believes in Jesus.
啊，你们为什么叫她耶稣？
Then why is it that you call her Jesus?
因为她常常跟我们讲耶稣，叫我们信耶稣。
Because the patient says that she always tells us about Jesus and tells us to come and believe in Jesus.
现在在隔壁房间讲传耶稣。
And now she's in the next door, patient ward preaching about Jesus to the patients next door.
我们赶紧的到隔壁房间，看到他这个慕道者在传福音。
So we quickly went next door and saw her preaching the gospel to the people over there.
啊，看到。教会来了，哇，好高兴哦，感谢主。
And then when she saw the church members coming, she was so joyous and came and greet us.
啊，你怎么没有在病房好好休息？生病好好休息，怎么在这里聊天
？So we were concerned for her. How come you're not resting in bed and then you're chatting over here?
传道，我是在传福音呢。
And then she said, "Preacher, I'm preaching the gospel."
感谢主，主耶稣让我生病住院了。
So praise and thank God. God allowed me to be sick and to be hospitalized.
让我能够来医院传福音。
So God allowed me to come to the hospital to preach the gospel.
她真的尽本分了。
So she really, really fulfilled her duty.
啊，过了不久，她就蒙主召回了。
And then after a period of time, she was called back by the Lord.
虽然她也许传的福音没有一个人来信。
So perhaps she may be preaching the gospel, but no one came to believe.
但是主耶稣已经纪念她了啦。
But however, Lord Jesus already remembered her labor.
啊，当她肯定自我价值，知道要传福音的时候，主耶稣说够了，就召她回去了。
And so therefore, when she has this self-affirmation that she is born for the purpose of preaching the gospel, God told her, "It is enough. I will take you home."
也有一个福音工人。
And then there's also another gospel worker.
他有一次他做见证。
There was one time he shared his testimony.
他说他本来是很热心传福音的。
And then he says that initially he was very active in preaching the gospel.
但是主耶稣好像没有回报他。
But then he felt that it seems like Lord Jesus did not reward him.
正当他的女儿青春的岁月，十九岁啊，主耶稣就把他召回去了。
And then it was very sad that her daughter at such a young age, at 19 years old, God called her back.
他非常的不舍，也非常的难过。
So he was very, very reluctant and also very, very sorrowful.
甚至有一点点要埋怨了。
And to the point that he's also complaining.
主耶稣啊，我为你做这么多的圣工，为什么你不留我的女儿在呢？
And then he said this to Jesus, Oh Lord, I have served you in so many sacred work. Why don't you allow my daughter to be with me?
所以他有一段时间啊，心情非常的低落。
So that is why for a period of time, he was very downcast.
他就没有再传福音了。
So no longer was he preaching the gospel anymore.
有一天他走在马路上。
So one day he was strolling on the street.
看到一个大概80岁的老人家，老婆婆。
And then he saw an elderly lady in her 80s.
年纪很大了，还在做回收的工作，垃圾回收。
And so the lady is very elderly, but still doing recycling work.
他就心里有一点怜悯的心了。
So then his heart grew out compassion for this lady.
但是他想说，我现在心情也不好啊。
But then he thought to himself, well, I am downcast myself anyways.
我顾自己都顾不了了，我算了算了，不要理他了。
I cannot even take care of myself. How can even I have extra energy to take care of this elderly lady? So forget about it.
他就从那个老婆婆的身边这样走过去。
So then he just walked past this old lady.
但是他走过去以后呢？
So after he passed by this elderly lady,
圣灵一直在责备他。
The Holy Spirit started to rebuke him.
他心里非常的不平安。
And so he was very distressed in his heart.
那个力量一直要他掉头。
Because there's this power wanting him to turn around and go back.
他已经走了一段路了。
He has already walked a certain distance away.
但是呢，还好他顺服圣灵的引导。
But thank God he was obedient to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
他就转过身来，走到老婆婆的身边。
So he turned around and then he walked back to the side of the elderly lady.
老婆婆你很辛苦哈。
And so, elderly lady, you are so toiling away in labor.
今天晚上我们教会有布道会，你要不要来听？
And so tonight, in our church we have evangelical service. Do you want to come and join us?
没想到这个老婆婆很爽快的就答应说好啊。
So out of his surprise, to his surprise, it was like this old lady say yes right away.
传福音传久了哈，我们常常被拒绝哈。
And we have this experience when you preach a gospel for a period of time, you always get refused.
当我们邀请人来教会听福音好不好？
When we invite people to come to the church service, do you want to come?
我们大概都会先做好心理准备啊，准备被拒绝啊。
In our heart, we already have this wall coming up. The person is going to refuse us.
大概一般的回答都说不好，都不要，或者是说我没空，我怎么样。
And so we are ready to prepare to get no as an answer.
有一两个说好的时候，你会跳起来。
And then if suddenly they say yes, you will just leap up with joy.
终于有人要来了。
Finally, someone say yes.
那这个姐妹就说，没想到我竟也不是很留意，很用心，这样轻轻一邀请，她说要来，她真的就来了。
And so the brother was very surprised. I just casually invite her, and so she just so easily come to the church.
而且她来教会不是来吃饭的，也不是来应付的，她是来真的来听福音的。
And so this elderly lady, her purpose of coming to church is really to receive the gospel, not coming for any food or any socializing.
她真的很认真倾听道理。
And so she was really focused in listening to the sermon.
一段时间她就受洗了。
So after a period of time, she was baptized.
当传道去布道会的时候。
So when the preacher went for the evangelical services,
这个老姐妹都坐在最前面。
And so this elderly lady always sit in the front pew.
表示她认真在听道。
It shows that she is very focused in her study.
那祈求灵恩的时候，她也 他不能跪，他就坐在他的位置上啊。
And so when we pray for spiritual blessing, she couldn't kneel down, so therefore she would sit in the front pew.
她很认真的在求圣灵。
So she was very, very focused in praying for the Holy Spirit.
受洗大概三年了，但是还没得圣灵。
So she was baptized for about 3 years or so, but she still did not receive the Holy Spirit.
有一次传道已经，在还在宣布事情，他就举手发问了。
And so one time the pastor was making some announcement and she raised her hand and asked a question.
要怎么样才能得到圣灵?
How, what should I do in order to receive the Holy Spirit?
因为她耳朵很重。
And because her hearing is very hard.
那传道就请其他负责人先安抚她，等聚完会以后再跟你讲。
And so the minister came and comfort her and tell her to wait until the service is over.
可见她非常渴慕圣灵。
So we can see that she was very zealous and she was very thirsty for the Holy Spirit.
所以这个福音工人后来她在见证，在回忆啊。
So that is why this gospel worker, upon recalling the past,
感谢主，还好那时候我有顺服圣灵哦。
That he really prays and thank God that he was obedient to the nudging of the Holy Spirit.
如果那时候我硬着心走过去啊，这个老太太可能不晓得能不能来信主。
Because he recalled that if I had hardened my heart and just walked past this old lady, she wouldn't have any chance to be saved.
也许神会透过其他人让她来信主。
Perhaps, yes, maybe God will raise other people to bring her to salvation.
但是这个姐妹的恩典的福气大概就得不到了。
Then, however, this gospel worker will lose out, will miss out on the blessing.
所以她勉励她家。
So that is why the encouragement is for everyone.
虽然我们的情绪很低落，但是我们也不要忽略传福音的机会啊。
Yes, maybe sometimes we are very downcast in our mood, but let us not neglect any opportunity for evangelism.
有时候主耶稣就趁你好像觉得最无力的时候，其实就是要用你来做工啊。
And sometimes it seems like God will choose us at our point, at our deepest point, and then use us for His purpose.
而且做工有功效啊。
And then you will see the effect of the sacred work.
在某一些地方乡下，所以可以推动逐家布道。
And then in some rural and remote areas, we also carry out regional evangelical work.
每一次福音这个逐家布道啊，都有80人以上。
So when we go from family to family, so there's about 80 members or so.
他们都要先灵修，然后分派到各个区域去。去挨家挨户去敲门。
And so first, they will go through a period of spiritual cultivation before they are sent out, and then they will go from house to house, knock on their door to evangelize.
或者是在榕树下，或者是在田埂边遇到人，他们就随走随传。
So sometimes it's under the shade of a tree, sometimes it's right by the paddy fields. They whoever they meet, they will start to preach.
那这些福音工人呢？大概年纪都稍大，五六十岁以上，七八十岁。
And so these gospel workers, they are of the age group between 50 years old, 50, 60 or 70, 80 years old.
每个星期四都集合在一起。
Every Thursday, they will gather together.
到各个地方去传福音。
And they will go to all the different places in order to preach.
而且他们做得很高兴。
And also they are very, very joyous.
因为他们觉得这么大把年纪了，还能够为主耶稣传福音。
Because they feel that they are so advanced in age already, yet they can still serve God in this manner.
当然，这个都有经过训练。
Of course, they must first go through a period of training.
那也有灵修。
And also a period of spiritual cultivation.
那就有一个老姐妹，80多岁了。
Then there's an elderly sister in her 80s.
她也跟人家出去传福音。
She also went out to evangelize with others.
那传福音当然都是一组一组了，一组大概五六个哈，有弟兄有姐妹哈，这样出。
So they will go. So they will go out in groups of 5 or 6, and then there's brothers and sisters within each group, and then they will go out to preach.
本来年纪大的，我们都会劝他留在教会祷告就好了。
And very often for the elderly members, we will advise them that it is enough for you to stay in the church and pray for the church.
那传福音的时候，有开拓组的，也有祷告组在教会帮助祷告哦。
And so for the gospel team, they are divided into the prayer team praying the church and the pioneer team going out to pioneer the gospel.
也有那个开广播车到去广播的。
And also the broadcast team where they will drive the van or the going around broadcasting the good news.
那这个老姐妹 80多岁了， 我们也是劝她说， 那你留在教会祷告。
So therefore, this elderly sister in her 80s, we also advise her to stay in the church and pray for the team.
但是她说我还能走动了。But
she says that I can still walk.
好了，就让她出去。So
I'm still mobile, so we allow her to
那进,
go around.
进到慕道者的家里， 她不拒绝， 还邀请我们进去。
And so when we went to the truth seeker's house, she would not refuse, she would invite us in.
那传道就讲了一段有关福音真理，就要把时间交给他们，让他们来做见证。
And so the preacher will touch upon the truth of the gospel and then give some time for them to share their testimony.
因为你要教他讲什么大道理，他不会讲，但是讲到治理的见证啊，哇，他侃侃而谈啊。
And because, of course, it will be difficult for her to expound the truth, but if you ask her to share her personal testimony, she becomes so joyous.
那有一次啊， 刚好也出去传福音啊， 哇，很不幸啊， 这个老姐妹被狗咬啊。
And so, however, there was one time we went about with the gospel work, and it was very unfortunate that this elderly sister, she was beaten up by a dog.
流血受伤。
And so the wound bleed, and then she was injured.
那大家赶紧送到医院。
So they quickly brought her to the hospital.
传道去看她说啊，老姐妹啊，很不好意思哦，让你传福音被狗咬。
And so therefore the preacher went to the hospital and tell her that we are so sorry that you helped with the gospel work and then now you got bitten up by a dog.
她说不会的，为主耶稣受一点伤啊，算不了什么了。
And then she said that it is fine, I'm okay, it is all right to suffer a little for the Lord.
我说你会痛吗？
So I asked her, are you in pain?
她说这个痛算什么，比耶稣被钉十字架的痛那差多了。
And then she says, what kind of pain is this? It cannot be even compared to the pain of the crucifixion of Christ on the cross.
在场人听了都很感动。
And so everyone was very touched when they heard this.
为了主，他们愿意这样付出。
So because for the sake of the Lord, they are willing to give forth their labor.
相信他们留下的是美好的脚踪。
And so we believe that they have left behind a good legacy.
所以福音的鞋要穿着，要穿出去。
That is why we must put on our feet with the gospel of peace.
当然各地环境也许不一样。
And of course, we have different external challenges in terms of the environment.
有时候在成都市这个主教布道就行不通。
And of course, we cannot carry out this method in the urban areas, in the city.
就改变另外的策略。
And we will use another plan, another strategy.
就是小组出去呢， 到捷运站， 到人多， 公园人多的地方去发传单。
That is to say, we will send out gospel team in the crowded areas, for example, in the SkyTrain station.
或是教会可以利用时间啊， 比如说星期三早上，下午了哈，就开放叫做福音咖啡。
And so perhaps maybe the church, perhaps on a Wednesday afternoon, we can have a gospel coffee time.
那路过的人邀请进来喝杯咖啡，谈谈福音这样。
And so people who pass by, we invite them into the church to have a cup of coffee with us.
总之各地都有这个福音宣道的策略。
And so we can apply different kind of strategy for the gospel work in different areas.
一个最方便最容易上手的就是个人布道。
And the most convenient method is personal evangelism.
个人布道你可以用你 利用你周围你所接触的人把他们引到教会。
And personal evangelism is to preach to the people around you and bring them to the church.
再来就是家庭全家布道，全家信主运动。
And then next is the entire family as a gospel team.
所以一个教会一定要有福音的工作。
So that is to say, a church must have a gospel team and their work.
你看这个耶路撒冷教会就是这样。
So when we look at the Jerusalem church, that is how they conduct their work.
3,000人受洗啊。
When the 3,000 members are added to the fold,
圣灵大大工作。
And the Holy Spirit is working mightily.
他们就过着凡物共用的一家的生活。
And then they live a life of communal sharing.
看起来是安居乐业。
And it seems like they are leading a very good life.
但是主耶稣要他们往外传。
But yet God want them to go out to preach.
因为福音，主升天之前，要他们从耶路撒冷为中心，然后到犹太全地、撒玛利亚到地极做主的见证。
Because prior to the ascension of Christ, Jesus wants them to preach the gospel, starting from the center point of Jerusalem and preaching to Judea and Samaria and finally to the end of the earth.
这是圣灵规划的路线。
And that is the route of the plan by the Holy Spirit.
到了使徒行传第八章，主就让他们耶路撒冷教会受到逼迫。
And then when we come to chapter 8 of the Acts of the Apostle, God allowed the church to be persecuted.
使徒就往外。
Then the apostle went out.
腓力就到那个撒玛利亚城。
And so Philip went to the town of Samaria.
那福音就这样传开了。
And that is how the gospel was being preached to the surrounding regions.
后来又拣选的保罗往外国传。
And then God chose Paul to preach outward.
所以教会要有福音的事工。
So that is why the church must have gospel work.
我们先分享到此。
And so we will conclude our sharing at this point.